little boy, number. The little boy, all you were, tomorrow is the seal of 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 the The baby, that boy's got something wrong. He's crippled in his knee. He's got bad eyes. He's got bad eyes. I'm going to be here to make some work tonight. I'll be here maybe tomorrow night. You're in the building. He's a blue boy. He'll be burning. Blue boy. Yellow shirt. He'll be burning. Yellow boy. Is that sufficient? Is that what's wrong with you? Jesus Christ makes you whole, my boy. You have no more to worry about. Oh, I didn't know you, honey, saying I'm among those women. Do you believe that, Mother, with all your heart? Why, yes. You're suffering yourself, aren't you? You have a tumor, isn't it, lady? Is that right? Or hold up your hand. And you lady sit next to him. You are extremely nervous, aren't you, sister? All right, you go and please Jesus. Is that right? You're healed. God bless you. All right, let us. Now, everybody be just as reverent. Now, Father, you know all things. This lays within your strength and your power alone. Bless these people, dear God, and heal them for Jesus' sake. Amen. Everybody be real reverent. Don't have no fear or doubt. Just believe. Now, just to cause something in this vicinity, I can't tell. Is somebody sitting right along there is bothered with... I believe it's you, sister. You have a nervous condition. Is it kind of like a demon oppression? Isn't that right? Is that all right? It's let you now. You just got healed of that just a few minutes ago. It's all over. You have pains and things that bother you. Hurt you. Isn't that true? Pains in your body. It's Satan that's tempting you. Attacking you. All right. Be of a good courage. Jesus knows all about that. He's made it well for you. God bless you. What are you looking like that for, sir? That back trouble you had bless you also right there. Yes, sir. It's over now. God bless you. All right, everybody be real reverent, if you will. Where's your prayer line being called? Is that on? Those with therapy, you get it, Brother Watson.
Those tonight with prayer cards from L25 to L40. From L25 to L40. If you'll stand in line and write your number at my right, your left.
We appreciate the way God's people are standing by in prayer these nights. We want you to continue to do so. We feel that God may do a new thing in the Cleveland meeting. We're expecting the Lord to do a new thing right along. We believe that it might just happen right here. We can only realize that this is God moving. God's people get behind it in prayer. I think we're going to see something unusual in this meeting.
Many are sitting on the outside and having a tendency to get up and to break their pew. Is anybody behind you where you're standing while you please step down? That's very necessary. That's right. There's folks sitting behind you while you sit down. Do not bar anyone who is behind you in the sitting. I sure see that that's carried out.
Try to change your position. Shall we stand and sing, Only Believe?
Your eyes feel all right now? Can you see all right? Your leg all right?
You're going to be well, honey. You come from a distance, and Jesus Christ knows all about you, and he showed me you were coming, so you're going to be all right. Let's see, I can't hardly raise up. Let's see, you stand up. There he is. Nice, my little boy. Well, that's fine. All right, he's... God has been merciful to the little lamb. Everybody be just as reverent as you can while we pray for the sick. I appreciate your kindness being better to that lady. Now, they ought to have a place for the mothers of both those babies. It'll draw up, it attracts the attention of the people, and that interferes with the healing. Now, the ushers will find the mothers a place. If they got a place in the prayer line, if they got their cards, you call them. When their little time comes, bring them out on the platform. Right, but they just called the people that watch it. Now, sister at the piano, I want you to play Abide With Me constantly all the time at night. You were doing something when you were playing. I think you were watching for something. And when you heard about the meeting, you prayed then to get the car. And the car would give you the breath. You come to mind, and the car would call them, and you'd sit down there and you'd wonder what he was down here about. But here's what it is. I've been talking to you, thinking maybe it would leave you, but it hasn't. It's for you. It's determined to stay there. Now, if you believe that God will hear my prayer, I shall do all that I know how to do for you. Ask God, then God will make you happy. And if you believe what I say, if I told you every word the truth, this time, isn't that right? If it is, raise up your hand, say, every word the truth. Now, do you believe if I would tell you then that if it left you, you'd know that I told you the truth because I told you the truth on this time? It'd be on this side the same, wouldn't it? But I wouldn't tell you unless it left you. And if I told you, you'd know it because right now you're standing with me, bothering me. Weary and the sun looks gloomy and everything like that, and everything seems like folding. You get scared of things when it is normal. Isn't that right? Now, standing longer and longer, we just make it just keep making you, but you're wanting to get well. I'm going to ask Jesus now to heal. I believe you're good at them, Jesus. I can come just a little closer. It's had quite a struggle in life, anyway. Isn't that? You know what I'm speaking out there. I don't have to say, well, this is the last. But you know what I'm speaking of. Our Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, look down through the stream of time. Oh, you're here, Spirit Jesus. You're so lovely and kind. We love you with all of our hearts. And our sister standing here has been bound by an oppression of Satan. Foul spirit that tries to put pride upon her. But God, if you can remove this curse of the enemy. For you said the last words on your sacred lips as you were leaving the world. You said these signs shall follow them. In my name they shall cast out devils. Help me, dear God. This jewel of faith against the enemy. Now, thou foul spirit has found this woman. Shedding his blood freely to you and all your kind. In the representative name of the gift of divine healing, I assure you, by the to be that you come out of the woman. Now, many times, now these may seem strange. Everybody be real reverent. If you can get the person just while they're trying to do it to the woman, or get her in the right mental attitude, you wouldn't have to be faithful. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. You believe that? The word is a seed, is that right? The sower sowed in the ground. And every seed will bring forth of its kind. If you need salvation, the seed's here. If you need healing, here's the seed in the word. The word of God is a seed. Put it in your heart. Don't dig it up every morning. You'll see if it's sprouted. Put it in there and leave it there. God's business to bring forth the harvest. You just leave it. Water by faith and praise every day, thanking God for it. All right. First thing to get here, my brother, he's got a land trouble also. So will you bow your head just a moment till he receives his hearing? Heavenly Father, we read in the Word that where that you cast the deaf spirit out of a man and he could hear. We've seen you take those little mutes, born deaf and dumb, and restore to them what Satan had robbed them. See them stand, say words, and repeat behind us everything that we would say. screaming over here. Scared, didn't know what was taking place. Now Satan has found this man and trying to get him to walk before a moving vehicle somewhere and be killed, shot his baby. God is here to remove this curse of Satan. And the man comes because faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word, and he comes with respect now to be healed. Grant us demons tonight. Make him well. God, demon, leave the man in the name of Jesus Christ.
God, you believe, don't you? You believe it? All right.
That one of the riders you've had that's been bothering you has left you? You're free now. Raise up your hands. Move up down like this. Move your feet up and down like this. Well, the platform healing well. God bless you. Let's say amen, everybody. We love the Lord Jesus. Come ahead, sister. You believe with all your heart? Now look this way. And do not doubt, but just have faith. I believe I find in you a good, true spirit of faith. Now you're wanting something of me, aren't you? An intercession from to God, which now that you feel right now, that there's something moving on you at this time. Isn't that right? That's right. That's the angel of the Lord. Your faith conduct. Here's what you're wanting. You're wanting your eyes healed, aren't you? Isn't that right? Well, God grant it to you, my sister. Heavenly Father, bless this woman who I bless in thy name, that she might receive her sight. Heal her, Father, as I lay my hands upon her. All right, sister dear. You believe with all your heart. Take off your glasses. You are healed. Now you can go off the platform. Do you see all right? Amen. That's right. Let's say praise the Lord. Friends, you might class this fanaticism, but the Holy Spirit just stopped me at this time. And I see that little boy, David, it just looks to me like he's in serious condition. How many's heard of little David? He's had an accident. He's been mashed on the back of a thing or riding like this he's laying in a hospital. And the Holy Spirit just seems to tell me to pray for the boy. I don't know. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God bless that poor little boy. He's waved little children into the kingdom of God by the waving of his hands. And I pray thee, God, just at this moment, seemingly you're revealing to thy servant to pray for him. Now you who could answer prayer, when at John Mark's house they were praying, an angel went out into the prison cell and loosed the Apostle Peter and brought him out of the prison. You're still Jesus tonight. Every angel is subject to you. I pray, God, that you'll bring that little boy to himself out of that unconscious condition just now, and may the power of the Holy Spirit release him. Lord, Satan tried to kill him, but we now believe that you will grant this to your humble servant as we, in love with the little boy, ask for mercy for little David at this moment. Through Jesus Christ's name, he shall live. Grant it, Lord. Amen. Everybody believe with all your heart. Come on. The first time that struck me in a long time. How many of you ever heard of little David that lived all of you? Knew of his accident. You see my son so great on him. He's calling you. You're the patron of him. First, before I take hold of your hand, I want to talk to you just a little bit. Well, you're just a little nervous, Johnny, up that light. I want to get you in the right attitude of God, mentally speaking, for God's promise, before I pray for you. Now, you believe Jesus is here? You believe these things God said is the truth? They are. Okay. Now, you know that you are a stranger to me. I do not know you. But you're suffering with something. And, well, you're suffering with many things. One thing is you're real nervous. You're weak. And your strength becomes... No, here it is. I see it now. It's a stomach trouble that you have, isn't that right? I thought first that it was a tuberculosis without taking a hold of it. She is so weak, she gets so weak. Well, I've seen you refusing things at the table like that thing that you can't eat. Isn't that right? All right, there it is. All right, then another thing, your eyes are bad, too. You know, you're nearsighted. You don't have to be good at being. There it is. You might say that. There it is on that. Now, do you believe, now, what causes this, this nervous condition? It's a septic ulcer in the stomach, causes pain, fire in the stomach, unrest, and sometimes you think you have heart trouble, because that's not a heart trouble, but worrying about that. Usually when you lay down, you have that. That's the gas on your stomach that's going to get different. It isn't heart trouble. Heart trouble. Now, I believe God is going to make you well. Do you believe it? All the other. Yes, he will. He has now made you well. There it is. It's gone. See your face, Sister Butler. Oh, he's the woman that's healed standing right here just then. Let's just give God thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the healing of our sisters. And now, Lord, may she be well and healthy and go home rejoicing and happy. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, sisters, go on home, eat what you want. It's all over. We'll have some discussion. Why don't everybody say praise be to God? Amen. Now, everyone be just ready. Now, the people that's coming, there's different diseases. Now, how many out here would like to be healed tonight? Let's see your hands. Oh, my, isn't that fine? If you got that much faith to raise your hand to witness, now how many believe you're going to be healed tonight? Now, that's just wonderful. Fine. Now, look, friends, we can bring line after line to hear whatever it is, or people after people. That's all right. It'll just keep on coming. People are being healed. That's true. But everybody out there can be healed at the same time if you just have faith to believe. Have faith. Don't try. So that's your next patient. Just wait a minute. Let us cut that with you. Get this away, sister. Now, you're suffering with something I do not know. But what I want you to do, I want to contact the human spirit of yours. Do you breathe now? It's pretty hard because there's a whole group of people in there trying to believe the same time. Now, isn't that right out there, you behind us? They're just trying to get people pouring in from everywhere. And that's wonderful. I'm happy for you. But I'm trying to do it.
It's too low, can't you? It has to be just right. Now you hit that, it's a wave, and you hit it, you begin to get it just right. That's where you got to see, like in faith, you can feel it a little bit to this side, a little bit to that side. But when you single that person out, that's when faith comes. Now the lady is sick, or she would be. Now, to look like, the lady looks healthy enough. If anything that I would say just naturally to look at the woman, I'd eventually say if she had anything, it would be a little thin. Or she might be run down with complications or something. That I do not know. But if I say anything outside of the revelation or what God would reveal, it would be wrong. I have to know. And that might be what's wrong with her. I do not know. But do you believe, lady, that God will tell me what's wrong with you sitting here? Or now you look just this way and just believe and just in your heart be thinking, Lord Jesus, you did these things and you granted them to your servant, that the secrets of my heart might be known. Yes, you've been a person of sorrow, haven't you? And you're suffering now. You do have complications. And besides that, you've got arthritis. Isn't that right? That is right. Stand up on your feet. Walk this way. Your hands up in the air. Stomping your feet up and down. Walk back like it. You don't have to worry about it no more. All right. You're going off the platform now. Take the side face. This is a Spanish woman. She said, I knew the Spirit of God was in you. So that is very, God bless you, sister. In Mexico, or down near the border among your people, I never seen a Spanish person come to the platform but what was perfectly healed. They're humble. They haven't got much of this world good, but they believe God. They got from Mexico City a little girl one day, and I made a challenge that I've never seen anything stand on the platform before but what was perfectly healed. I said, I made two or three challenges of this time. While I'm standing with this Spanish woman, I said, you go and get anybody you want to and bring them here and rest of you sacrifice your place. Let me have that person. And if that person isn't healed, then you say it's possible. And they went and got me a little girl that had never walked in her life. and she was all twisted up. And I stood there an hour and 45 minutes holding that girl in my arms. And when the Holy Spirit came up on her and healed her, she walked right down with me and me holding her hands around in a building like that, and Indians and Spanish people screaming and some of them rolling around in the yard, and everything had taken place just recently at Zion, Illinois. How many was at the Zion meeting? Is there anybody here? Somebody here can witness these things. Fine. One night, you see it appear in the papers and so forth. Singer went forward with Wilson, a reporter for Chicago Tribune. They brought a little fellow up there that was twisted so out of shape that he didn't even look like a human, a spastic child. And I helped the little fella and prayed for him and stayed right there until after a while it seemed like his, I looked down, I held his little head up, and what happened, one leg was about that big around and the other just normal about like that. And his little hands was twisted around, I had the little hands around my body and just held it there praying. I just kept on praying and watching. I see his little hands move and it let loose. And in a few moments, I raised his little head up, little eyes sparkle like an angel, and his little hands come up like that, went around me, walked off the platform, come back, just as normal as any child, and when Ford Wilson seen that one leg that was that big around, normal like the other, he jumped across a bunch of flowers on the platform and said, only God can create. That's right. And then it was. And the little boy was standing there, normally whole, perfectly made whole. It appeared in the paper. You all remember the Waukegan paper. It appeared a little boy comes back, it twisted all out of shape, walked off the platform, normally without any human support. Oh, he's still God. He knows all things. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Let's just bow our heads and give him praise. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for your mercies and kindness. Be near unto us now and bless all who are in need and those who come seeking thee. May they go home rejoicing and happy through Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody, look at her now. She isn't walking like she's stoved up with arthritis, is she? That's fine. God bless you, sister. All right. Come out of here. Be with me. Oh, sure, that's all right. I do not know, but God shall reveal it. Lady, you're wondering, you're weak, you know what's wrong with her, don't you? Don't want you to tell me, but if by the Holy Spirit, now, honey, I couldn't heal, it's impossible for me to heal, but my gift of God is only to tell you what is wrong with you and what you can do to be healed. Now, if I'll do that, will you believe with all your heart? You're suffering with TB. Isn't that right? Is that true? And you want me to tell you how to be healed? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Believe he hears my prayer, and the TB will be gone, and you'll be a normal, well little lady. Do you believe that? God bless you. Don't cry now. Everybody bow your head. Our Heavenly Father, a little lady stands here and needy. She comes trying to give well. She wants to live like other girls and be a little servant of yours. And we realize that it's got such a hold now until it'll take your power to break the clutches of Satan. But thou can do it. Grant it to her tonight, Lord, that her faith may reach up and grab the faith that it takes to heal her. Satan, loose the girl in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just a moment. Everybody ready. It's a hole in here. I wouldn't tell you wrong, honey. Look at here. Okay. It's still a hole in here. Now look here. I won't skip anything of being revealed. Assume you're Christian. You know the reason why that you should be revealed. You made promises and everything else that could be if you look at me. Felt like here some time ago, I'm praying if you ever got well, you want to be a missionary and work for God. Do his work. God will bring it to you. I believe it's you. If you just have faith, the thing's over. That makes you feel better when you hear that, don't you? Yeah, because that's what... Look, here, brother, come here. You're a relative. Here's what my beliefs are from this world. Yeah, just my hand. I got one little thing to run close to me. Here's my hand. That's good. I feel bumping. Now that's good. It's good. It's good. sister and I'll take her hand off.
Okay.
I put my hand on something. Let's see your hand here, sister. I put your hand. Now, see? See what I mean?
It's blue.
There isn't a way to see the position I'm in. Now, let's see where you're. You're not too well yourself.
You believe now you're a kid. You're all this. Send it to me. And it feels like real time. Real time. Wore out. Don't you just look too much when you lay down and you just can't rest, isn't that fine? I just want to say that so she said her dad is a great father. I didn't want to tell the lady this. I told she was here because she's nervous anyhow. But the woman had TB, and it's gone from her. Now, that's anybody in here, if there's a doctor here, you know that's the pure symptoms of TB. Everybody knows. But you're healed now, sister. You can form your own rejoice in your people. Oh, God bless you, sister. Sometimes that way you don't. When you're after. I'm holding to hold, I guess. I see people breathing, so I suppose I don't want to do that. I'll bring this lady just a moment. Come, sister. You believe now with all your heart. Now, let's have your hand just a moment. Have everybody be real quiet, just for a few moments. If you just give us at least 5 more minutes, I'll be glad to dismiss it. If you, but don't move around in a rush. You see, when you do that, when you're dealing with the Spirit of God, is this so sensitive? Nobody has any choice in knowing what these prayer lines will be. We give out on so many cards and we start praying for what we got there. And we don't know who's going to get in and who isn't going to get in the line. That's known only by God. And the only thing we have to do is pray. That's God.
We've got here to pray for everybody. Yes, everybody. It's coming into the line. Yes. Whether you got prayer cards or not, see? Then it's in waiting. They call it's time for them to, if they sit and watch, it's time for them to be prayed for. Don't you think so? That's right. And now, they say, there isn't a person in this building, but what God knows just exactly what's wrong with you. Is that right? He knows all about it, but now he has to reveal it first, and then when he reveals it to me, then I know that what it is. But I cannot know until first God reveals it. Now, and when you believe that, now just be reverent a few moments. Some nights we have people in the line who's different things wrong with them. It looks like miracles and things happen. Next night, maybe we do not have. I don't know. That's just up to God alone himself. But you don't have to be up here to be healed. God knows all about you. You can be healed anywhere. It's just accepting God. This is to bring the knowledge of God to you. You understand? Say amen. Now, all right, sister. Ma'am. Sorry to tell you, sister, because it's a cancer. You know that. It's a bad stage, too. Now, thank you, friend. What if this was your mother? What if this was your wife? Your sister? You want something done, wouldn't you? Just try it. Now, what if that, or what if it was you yourself, then? Just think of it. 1 out of 8 yearly. Now the woman is absolutely hopeless without God. Now that's true. And life means just as much to this dear soul as it does to anybody in this place. Now who could condemn or find fault with anything but trying to help a woman wants to live? Now there's only one thing that I can say. A supernatural being. What his name is, sister, I do not know. Talking to me, God who knows is standing here before me. The Bible in here knows the truth. That supernatural being told me that if I get the people to believe me, then not even cancer could stand before the prayer. Now, he told me that. He'll have to answer for that before God. I'll have to answer for truth, for what I know. And I know that hundreds of cases that's infallible doctor's proof that were at the last stage dying when you look like a healthy person to the side of them are perfect normal people to me. You should be that too. Now look, there was some lepers set at the gate one time of Samaria when the Syrians had it besieged. You remember the story in the Bible? They said, why do we sit here until we die? If we go in the city, we die. They're sorry. If we sit here, we die. If we go down to the camp of the Syrians, if they kill us, we just die. Or we'll all go die anyhow. Well, if they save us, we live. Isn't that right? And by that mere little shadow of faith, they moved towards the camp of the enemy. And God rewarded them. Not only saved them, but saved the whole, all Israel. Isn't that right? Now, you're not asked tonight to go to the camp of the enemy. You're asked to come to the house of Father, where he's expecting you to come for your healing. Well, why do you sit here till you die? Let's do something about it.
Let's believe God. Let's go out, face it, with God's Spirit upon us. Now, without a shadow of doubt, I can prove infallibly, if you believe me, that it'll leave you now. It will. Now, here, look at my hand. See how that looks? Now watch your eye. Take my hand off. See how it looks on my hand? Now put your hand back. That's the reason it is. See how it swells quickly? See how little things like hitting across there? That's what I call vibration. Now look at it. There comes a kind of golden wave. See how it goes? Like that thing. Moving. Now watch it. Now there it's moving down. Now watch it. Here it comes again. See it coming there? Now it fades away. Here it comes again. There it is. See it? Not this one. There, you can see that, but only God can take it away. You go to believe? You have other things besides that, too. You knew that? You don't show on the outside, but you've got an inward guard. Now look, sister. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to make this point. Now look here. Do you ever believe with all your heart that we still have what you've asked? Everybody bow your hands. Our Heavenly Father, poor woman, she wants to live, and I believe she's coming now to the inexhaustible fountain of life, Jesus Christ. Help her, dear God. She's going away from here tonight with a courage, going to believe, going away to be healed, to stand in the face of the enemy, and testify the glory of God. And we're taught that all things work together for good to them that love you. Tonight is the time where faith to come. Help me, dear God. Give me faith myself as I go in this challenge to rebuke this demon that's bound the woman. Thou demon, you've hid from the doctor. That's true, but you can't hide from God. Come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ, leave her. There goes, sister. Look here. All right, there she is, healed. Let's say praise be to God, everybody. Why can't we all, there she is out. Shoot full with the strength and the power of the Almighty. Do you believe with all your heart? Will you accept Christ now as your healer? He knows what's wrong with you. Don't you believe that? You bring the sister there with all your heart? Stand up and be well, man. God bless you, sister. All right. How many believes in your God will heal you right now, right from here? Amen. Just feeling wonderfully. Let's say glory to God, everybody. All right. Let's stand up to our feet. Are you ready? Do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that He died and rose again? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for your confession. Do you believe that? I want every sick person in here now to lay your hands on somebody by you. Every person in here, lay your hands on one another. That's right, honey. That's right, mother. That's right. God bless you, Dad. That's the way. Believe, sister. Believe, sister. Lay your hand right here on that. That's right. All right. Everywhere around, lay your hands one on another. Oh, my. Okay. Okay. Now, look, friends. Everybody be whatever. Listen. Do you believe he's here to heal you? Just a minute. There's a lady standing here. Sister, would you next in line? All right. Look this way. Do you believe God with all your heart? Give the usher your prayer card there. All right. Stand where you are. Repeat this. Lord, I now accept you as my healer. I believe I'm standing in the presence of your divine gift. I believe what the man has said is true. Your two brothers have blessed you, sister, and your healer. All right. Let's everyone believe and want to call now, everybody. Our Heavenly Father, oh, be merciful, grant and now that every sick person in the building will be healed. All time conviction. You're here, you're proving yourself over and over. Friend, love God at this moment. That the power of the Holy Spirit be your
Satan, turn these people loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every spirit that has been running crippled. In the name of the Lord Jesus, leave the people. Come out.
I say, don't die. I take a lot of the time and thought. But 20 years knowing that many may not get into the line. If they don't, then what? If you've got your faith upon God's word, you'll be healed in it. You believe that, lady? With all your eyes. Little lady's a little baby. You're in trouble, aren't you, sis? God bless you. I see you have a weary spirit. Isn't that right? Look this way. I see you're sorrowful. Yes, it's not you. You're worried about your baby. Isn't that true? Just a while ago, you were praying or doing something. But you was asking God to let me speak to you about it. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. I felt it a while ago. There's a whole group in that corner there. First of all, now you're baby. Do you realize that Jesus healed that baby when we died back under Calvary? He paid that price. Now your baby, what's wrong with it? Your baby's about 3 years old, I guess, something like that. Isn't that about right? And it stopped growing. Has no use. Is that true? Will you believe? All right. If you don't believe, accept his healing. There he is, sitting alone in the mother's arms now without even any holding at all. She's got her arms away from him. Let's say he's praised the Lord. The baby has Jesus back in. All right. Everybody be reverent. A little girl sitting right there next to you. Sweetheart, do you believe Brother Brandon telling you the truth? The little girl there with the bad eyes. You go believe Jesus to make you well. You do? All right, I want you to put your little hand over your eyes like this. Say, dear Jesus, heal me. God bless you, honey. You shall have your sight. Lady, why are you worried about sitting next to her there? The anxious, crying. Look this away, sister. Something's wrong with you. Yeah? You also have bad eyes, too. Then you're nervous, Case, aren't you? Have a real demon depression. Isn't that right? Depression just bothers you all the time, nervous. Isn't that right? God bless you. If I tell you that you're healed, will you believe me? All right, go along with your healing. What do you think about it, sister? You do? I see you're having troubles also, aren't you? I'll be reverent. Everyone has a crossing spirit. This little chicken boy sitting here is closing up. Everyone, just as reverent as you can do. Up here, sister. You're worried about something. There's something wrong because it's real dark. You've been to a doctor. Haven't you? And you've had an examination. Now let's see. Have faith. Believe me with all your heart. Yes, you had a female stroke. He's not too sure about that. And he's right. He said it might be cancer. Is that right? It is. Or it was, rather. You're healing. Now look this away, sister. You believe that? Please be reverent, everyone. Don't let it be reverent, please. Quickly. There's something, a connection. You here, sir, sitting here with the voice of healing in your hand, sitting on the front seat. connection between you and this woman. You were so happy when she was here. But maybe it's your sister or your wife one. It's your wife, isn't it? That's right. Your daughter, too. You love. You and your wife go home and be happy for your healing. What about you, sister, sitting there crying? You're in nervous trouble, isn't that right? All right. God has healed you also. How'd you bow your head for it, honey, right behind that little girl? You're in a lot of trouble, too, aren't you? Huh? No trouble, is it? They can be operated on, is that right? You're up for an operation. You're supposed to operate on your throat, isn't that right? All right, believe the Lord right now and be healed. Will you do that? Have faith in God. He's sure to make it. Now, just a moment. There's somebody right in here very weary and very suffering. Just a moment. There's so many I can't hardly tell. That's a very serious case, whatever it is. What's it? Yes. Here it is. It's a lady sitting right here. With that flowerly, black, flowerly dress on. Aren't you in trouble, sister, with suffering? Isn't that right? Isn't that true? Look this way. Yes, sister. Something must be done for you. You're full of tumors. Is that a tumor or something in you? Raise up. Is that true? Have faith in God and your tumors shall leave you. You believe with all your heart? Now watch, child. You feel better now, don't you, sister? Here on the side of the seat. Yes, ma'am. It's over now. You're going to be well. The lady, your friend sitting there, keeps talking to you. You just wondered why I didn't call you, wasn't it? That's what you was wondering. I'm not reading your mind. But you was wondering why I didn't get you there. I can't tell you what's wrong with you yet, sister. Stand up on your feet, will you? I believe with all your heart. See, I get you above where those other vibrations are coming so fast, I think. Just a moment. Hold your hand out like this. I'm not too sure of something. Double your fist like this. Put it around behind. Like this. Way back like mine. If you touch it, then it's your liver. Is that right? That's how it didn't work, the kidneys or your liver. All right, Jesus Christ makes you a whole, sister. Go and be of a good faith. Have faith in God. How many more prayer cards is there? God bless you, mother. With all your heart. I wonder how many believe right now. Now, don't be excited. It's ready. Let's act it. I'm just a little bit undecided. You're waiting to hear the Lord's moving. Many of them are wanting to have a prayer line, and many of them are wanting to have prayer line now. Don't understand. Reverend, just a few moments. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Do you believe with all your heart? I'm trying to get through. Lord, just make a surrender to God, a complete surrender to life, please. Believe you. Heavenly Father, Thou knowest all things, and knows what is and what is not. Watch this thing. God bless this audience of people. Grant it now. May your spirit be upon the audience. Will you this time, Father, with all my heart, please, dear God. We form a prayer line. It'll be those coming to the platform of this control. But we should just now believe that you're here, Lord. And your anointing is just paralyzing my servants. Dying down like waves. Oh, Jesus, may the people get just the touch of this at this time. They might be healed. Thank you, Lord. Through Jesus Christ. Oh, all of you. Please, my dear brother, sister. Believe me as his servant. There isn't a thing in this room to what to do. Will you believe it? How many expect your healing right now? Say, from this moment,
by the grace of God, I'm healed. To go home and say, I'm well. Dear Christ, raise to your feet. You need to get healing right now. And that's right. Amen. That's the way it is.